You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
We have the great pleasure of welcoming on SBS Radio Donna Rawlins, who is one of the three co-authors of the book Waves, For Those Who Come Across the Sea. Welcome, Donna, on the program.
Thank you, Jean.
So it's a children's book. It's about migration, and it's a focus on children who have travelled over the sea to Australia.
Yes, it is. It's an illustrated book. I was the author of the book, and Heather Potter and Mark Jackson were the illustrators of the book. Their pictures are absolutely beautiful, really, really beautiful. And yes, it covers 15 first-person narratives of children speaking. The first 14 of them are actually on the waves. They're on a boat, on the water as they speak. And the last narrator is with his mother and brother, and his mother's having to make a very hard decision about whether to get on a boat or not. They're from a range of different countries, and they cover from a first Australian on his way to Australia with his mother, father and their dog on a raft tens of thousands of years ago, right up to an Iraqi child now.
So you start with Anak, who left Indonesia?
Yes, yeah.
And you end up with Abdul, who left Iraq?
Yeah, yeah.
How did the idea come together with the other authors?
Well, when I was writing it, it's interesting because normally I am an illustrator myself, but I never imagined my own drawings with it. I always saw these two artists illustrating the text because their work is so beautifully researched but also incredibly moving, and I really hoped that they would agree when they read my text, that they would agree to do it, and thankfully they did, because I'm very, very, I love their pictures. I had the original idea because I kept hearing people talking about boat people, and I thought, well, you know, we all are actually have come from across the sea. Even the First Nations people came, albeit, you know, at least 50,000 years ago, at the very least. But the rest of us, if we trace our families back, sometimes we've come from somewhere else, or sometimes our parents or our grandparents, and in my case, my grandparents, and on one side and on the other side, five generations back. But I wanted children to actually think about the fact that none of us came from here originally.
And the timing of the book is impeccable because it's Refugee Week in Australia and it's being launched. What is the message you and your fellow authors want to convey?
Well, I think, if nothing else, I think we'd like children to think about who they sit next to, who their family are, who their neighbours are, who they sit next to at school. I felt very strongly about this because at my son's school every Friday at assembly we sing the national anthem, and we sing that line, for those who come across the sea, we've boundless plains to share. And I always feel my stomach knots when we sing that, because I hear so many people who are not welcoming of people who have come from across the sea. And Australia hasn't always been welcoming, even though a huge proportion of our population does come from overseas, or their families come from overseas. There's not always a welcoming reception for people when they come. So I think I really want children to think about that we pride ourselves as a welcoming country, but maybe we need to, you know, we need to remember that.
So with your fellow co-authors, you want to make others understand Australia's immigration history?
Yes, that's right. That's absolutely right. I hope that empathy is something that comes from it. I was really aware too that when families immigrate, it's the adults who make the decisions about that. It's not, children don't have the license to make decisions about coming by themselves. They don't, you know, they get hauled along. And I think I was hoping that children would understand that other kids, you know, that they get dragged here by their parents too, and you know, and it can be a terrifying prospect for them. I hope that it might help children to become good neighbours.
Speaking of good neighbours, I would like to touch on your personal history of connecting with migrants, having you yourself grown up in a multicultural area of Melbourne. What was it like?
Fabulous. I feel really privileged to have grown up in Sunshine, really privileged. And I think, you know, it was a wonderful childhood, having neighbours from everywhere, from Malta, from Russia, from Egypt, from Greece, from Italy. My best friends at school were Eastern European and Hungarian and Italian and Maltese and Turkish and Greek. It was just such a fabulous mix. I had no concept that racism even existed until I grew up and moved out of Sunshine. It was a very rich place to grow up. Fantastic.
Are you working on other projects for the future?
Yeah, I am. I will be doing a lot of work with kids in schools as well, so I'm really looking forward to hearing the stories that kids might write themselves with their own stories of where their families, their friends or their neighbours come from. That's always the best part of being a children's book author or illustrator, is actually spending time with your audience. And I'm hoping that I can encourage, you know, a whole generation of little oral historians, which would be a fantastic thing.
Donna Rawlings, thank you so much for coming on to SBS Radio. And I remind the listeners that the book, you're one of the co-authors, Waves for Those Who Come Across the Sea, is released this month of June through Walker Books.
Thank you so much, Josh. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
sbs.com.au